Hello and welcome to Ahead of the Curve. I am Jonathan Gellner, and thank you so much for being here. Today will be part three of our series on becoming a data-driven program. And today's episode will feature the OnBase U movement screen. This past summer, I got the opportunity to attend the OnBase U training in Houston. OnBase U is a baseball-specific branch off of TPI, both founded by Dr. Greg Rose. Dr. Rose is a pioneer in golf, and OnBase U was recently founded so that he can do the same in baseball. Let me start by saying that I am not a strength and conditioning coach. I do have my minor in kinesiology, so I do know enough to get by. By attending OnBase U and getting certified, I wanted to be able to connect some body swing connections that have stumped me in the past. I won't be getting into specifics of each screen, but I will offer that it is extremely simple and they purposely use equipment that can be found at the field. Here is Becoming a Data-Driven Program, Part 3, OnBase U Movement Screen. The why. Dr. Rose mentions several times that there are two reasons why we should screen our players. Number one, is your body capable of doing what we're asking it to do? And if it's not, is there a workaround that we can use? This is where I think screens can be extremely helpful. We're consistently asking our players to make swing adjustments without taking into account how their body moves. We hear the term loose mover and tight mover thrown around a lot. Is this a guess? Do we know specifically where they're loose or where they're tight? Each player will have some deficiencies in different areas, and with baseball being a rotational sport, they probably always will have a few. For us, our two biggest deficiencies were ankle and hip mobility. So then the next question is, what can we do about it? I'll attempt to answer this a little bit later. The how. This is definitely the most daunting part of the task. We had 36 players this fall, and so how do we assess all of them? Well, step one, I had to train our coaches on what to look for in each specific screen. Then we divided them up into thirds, so lines of 12, and in alphabetical order to make recording a little easier. We then had each player perform the task after running through exactly what we were looking for them to do. I may note that we did the screen as soon as we got to the indoor without warm-up, and we broke up the screen into four per day, and there are 12 total. We also made sure that we grouped the ones that required chairs together, just to make it a little bit easier. I will say, it's not easy, but it can be done. Then we uploaded all of our data into a Google Doc, and we are bucketing each player into like groups of limiting factors with correctives to be done after the dynamic warm-up. This is a way for each player to have an individualized warm-up and be able to work on correctives that are specific to their needs. The what. I mentioned earlier that there are a few things that each person will be deficient in, and that we are bucketing them into areas of need, but what does that do for the swing? Well, for one, we now know where each player is inefficient, and we can work on it daily. But it's not going to fix itself overnight, and another thing to consider is how can we work around this? Example, we have a player who spends a ton of time working on his swing. He's a good athlete and one of our better prospects on the mound. Last spring, he had what most would consider a pushy or steep swing. The barrel comes in at a downward angle, and he mishit or cut a lot of balls last year. He didn't have the ability to stay behind and through the baseball and routinely popped up or hit the top of the ball. We tried to change several things. We changed his setup, his grip a few times, his attack angle with blast, but nothing seemed to click. After attending the clinic, I put him through the shoulder 46 test, which is a test for shoulder external rotation, and he failed. Now, we can work on this daily as a correction, but in the present, we've moved his hands a little bit away from his body to create more space for his back, elbow, and forearm to work under without getting tied up. More specifically, I've included a comparison of his before and after swing with a picture that shows exactly what I'm talking about in the article linked below. So if you are training hitters, it just makes sense to understand what the body can and can't do. We will have players that are deficient in areas that we could easily point out, and some that aren't as easily noticed. There's not a quick physical fix to any of these, but once we know how they move, it will help explain some aspects of why they swing the way they do. We're also collaborating with our strength coach, who is awesome, by the way, and together we are making sure each player knows and understands the correctives for their deficiencies. With most of our guys, they want to fix anything that we deem wrong. So at the end of the day, we are working to find an efficient swing pattern or throwing pattern for them in the present day, not just in the future. As I mentioned earlier, It has definitely helped me in finding the root cause to some of our body swing connections. There are some other screens out there that are really good, but I'm not certified in anything else, and so I can't speak on how easy they are to use. But I can say that OnBase U offers a simple plan to go through, and it can absolutely be done in the team setting. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Coaches, your players aren't afraid to work hard. They just can't afford to get it wrong. And that is why you should attend the 2019 Skill Acquisition Summit, hosted by Randy Sullivan's Florida Baseball Ranch and the Strength of Skills from the Netherlands. This annual event will take place on October 12th and the 13th in Lakeland, Florida. This event will have a premier panel of presenters including Franz Bosch from the Netherlands and Rob Gray from Arizona State University. The most forward-thinking coaches in the business will funnel the information down to the bare bones of on-the-field application of leading-edge skill acquisition and motor learning science. You will leave equipped to help your players optimize the return on their training time. For more information, call 1-866-STRIKE-3 or go to floridabaseballranch.com/summit. Presenters include Franz Bosch, Rob Gray, Martin Nyhoff, Bart Honegroff, David Mann, Paul Venner, Ron Woolforth, and Coach Randy Sullivan, who will serve as host and moderator for this exciting event. I will be in attendance, and I hope to see you there.